Join the Football Pod on Off The Ball.
You don't have that many years as a player. You can't scratch off a year and have a bad year just because your coaches are gone. You have to be strong enough to be able to say, we're still going to have a great year.
Join in the obsession and tune in to the Football Pod on Off The Ball in partnership with AIB.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cathal Mullany. Coming up today, we'll bring you the team news ahead of the Lions meeting with Argentina on Friday. We'll bring you content from today's press conference too, when Andy Farrell and Mauro Atulje spoke to reporters in Dublin. Former Lions players Ian Evans and Tommy Bowe also offered their thoughts on the upcoming tour, and James Tracy has his say on Sam Prendergast and what he can work on over the summer months. First though, let's bring you the team news ahead of the Lions meeting with Argentina in Dublin on Friday. Three Irish players have been included in the starting team, with Finlay Beelam selected in the front row and Tadhg Byrne in the second row. Bundiaki will line out in the centre. There are nine English players in the starting team, with Mauro Atulje captaining the side from the second row. Sion Tibilotu and Duhan van der Merwe are the Scottish players in the starting team, with Jack Morgan of Wales completing the starting lineup. Ireland internationals Ronan Kelleher, Tadhg Furlong and Mac Hansen are all included amongst the replacements. The other players on the bench are Pierre Schumann, Scott Cummings, Henry Pollock, Thomas Williams and Elliot Daly. From the 23-man squad listed, 14 players in all could be in line to make their Lions debut on Friday. Head coach Andy Farrell spoke at a press conference in Dublin earlier today. Here he is speaking about the preparations his squad have had for their opening game of the summer.
Naming the squad yesterday was great. You feel like the show is on the road. The journey is about to begin properly, so exciting to name that and allow the boys to realise that they'll be the first to represent this group. Yeah, obviously we met up the week before as a group of 24 and went out to Portugal for 5 days, so those guys are ahead of the game. It actually turned out quite a nice mix for those guys to get ahead of the curve, etc. Quite a diverse group in the sense of combinations and people not playing together, etc. So it's nice for that group to have a week where they get settled in, and for the other guys to join them on Monday. You know, some on a high, one not. But it's nice for them to be able to have a bit of time to spend with the lads and get to know everyone and see what's been going on. And they've had one training session together, so it was nice to get everyone together finally.
Farrell also spoke about the difficulties in selecting his team. Here he is on what he wants from his players at the Aviva Stadium.
Cohesion, connection, an ability to attack the game from the off, to be the best version of themselves, not just individually but collectively as well. So, you know, you can give yourself any excuse as far as time together, etc. You know, we've had good prep, and if you want to be a good Lions player, you gotta hit your straps straight from the off. So we want to see these players compete.
One selection in particular that will garner attention is that of the centre partnership between Connacht's Bundiaki and Sion Tibilotu of Glasgow in Scotland. Farrell says he's intrigued to see how the two players will play together.
Probably the same as what you're hoping to see, a dominant partnership. But we know that we're coming up against a side who are pretty good in those type of positions as well, you know. So they've been great, getting on the same page, sharing each other's strengths and weaknesses, etc., and trying to get across what is a new system to everyone. So very diligent and excited to see that partnership along with a few others.
It's also going to be a big evening for Mauro Atulje, who is the captain for the upcoming tour, and he says it'll be a great honour to lead the team out for the first time.
No, I'm incredibly excited. It's a tremendous opportunity for myself and the whole team. As Andy said, this is our first opportunity to set the standard that we want to be, set the kind of team that we want to be, and give, you know, our first account of ourselves. So we've had, you know, just under 2 weeks of great prep. And yeah, we're excited to get going.
And that's Mauro Tolgi, the Lions captain. As for Argentina, Julian Montoya will captain the visitors on Friday. It'll be just 6 days since he captained Leicester in the Premiership final against Bath. Saracens flanker Juan Martin Gonzalez and Gloucester fullback Santiago Carreras are among the other English-based players named in the team. Former Connacht back Santiago Cordero is among the replacements. Well, a couple of Lions legends were in Dublin today ahead of the big game on Friday. One of them was Ian Evans, who says the Lions remains a huge part of the rugby calendar.
You know, it's important that, particularly when on the back of historical Lions test against Argentina at the Viva to celebrate, help celebrate 150 years of Irish rugby. But it's also the legacy we live, we leave behind us. And in terms of what the Lions is able to do, is allow a platform for these wonderful achievements by people who've travelled from all across the country to be here today to raise funds.
Tommy Bowe was another man offering his view on the tour, and he was clear about who he is excited about watching over the coming months.
Duhan Vandermeerve on the wing is a guy who I am so glad. There's another try. That's like the Duhan Vandermeerve, the number 8 for the Blacks, has scored so many tries. But the Vandermeerve is just amazing. Yeah, ball in hand, he's a man I never would have wanted to tackle.
Well, next, let's turn to domestic matters, and the dust is starting to settle after Leinster's season came to a close last weekend with their URC final win over the Bulls. Much was made of Sam Prendergast's performances throughout the season for both Ireland and Leinster. James Tracy was on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning with Cullum and Jer, and the former Leinster player believes Prendergast can continue his upward trajectory over the coming months.
Genuinely for me, and I am not a kicking coach at half or a back, so I come from a very armchair position. I think for me, even if over the summer it was just working on tackle tech, I think that's probably right. So his like decision of what tackle choice to make and then doing that with intent, and then all of a sudden when he gets used to not having to think about what tackle to make and he does it with intent and he can do that in autopilot, I think everything else will fall into place for him. That'll be the biggest thing for me for his summer to work on. I think the size will come. He's got talent to no end. Like, how good is that? His line kicking is just phenomenal. That 50-22 was, you know, off the charts good. And I think he does it every week. His out of hand kicking is incredible. His high ball kicking is incredible. For me, it's just that tackle decision making, and then just doing it with intent, and he's going to be gold. And he's got all the right people around him as well to mentor him and to kick on. He's got a good battle between himself and our pal down in Munster. It was a delight for him that he got to shut everyone up that wanted him dropped for that final, and to show that he is a big game player and can step up. There's a lot of people especially in the media, doubting him and wanting his head gone, getting him out. So just delight for him that he was able to put a performance out there that shut all those naysayers up and backed his ability up on the big stage.
And that's James Tracy on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning. So that's it for today's Rugby Daily. We'll be back with more again tomorrow.